This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Here in the United States, forecasters say Hurricane Dorian is getting bigger and will move dangerously close to the southeastern states. But a spokesman for the National Hurricane Center says there is some uncertainty about what course Dorian will take.
If it shifts a bit to the west, then obviously it's moving very, very close, forecasted to move very, very close to the coast. So then things could be much worse and right along the coastline. And if it moves a little bit to the east, then things improve a bit better.
Dorian is expected to move closer to Florida and Georgia Tuesday through Wednesday night, then threaten North and South Carolina with massive rainfall and powerful winds. Dorian finally drifted away from the Bahamas Tuesday, leaving behind mass devastation, and at least seven are known to have died. British lawmakers voted to block Prime Minister Boris Johnson from taking Britain out of the EU without a deal. A move Johnson warned would thrust the United Kingdom toward an October snap election. Lawmakers in Johnson's own party, who joined the opposition to defeat him in Parliament, are rejecting his threat to expel them for not backing his government.
I acknowledge that if the Prime Minister carries out his threat, I will cease to be a member of the Conservative Party and will no longer be taking the whip. That's a matter for him. It's an extraordinary and draconian thing to do, particularly coming from somebody who's rebelled on a number of occasions in respect of the EU in the course of his career.
Lawmakers on Wednesday will seek to pass a law that forces Johnson to ask the EU to delay Brexit until January 31st instead of the October 31st date. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, or you can join us on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Hong Kong's struggling chief executive is denying that she discussed resigning with Chinese officials amid growing pro-democracy protests, despite having heard in a leaked audio recording saying she would step down if she had a choice.
In a private session, I just attempted to explain that as an individual, given the very difficult circumstances, might be it was an easy choice to leave. But I told myself repeatedly in the last 3 months that I and my team should stay on to help Hong Kong.
Nevertheless, many Hong Kong residents said the recording confirmed what political scientists and protesters have long believed, that despite Hong Kong's separate constitution, Beijing runs the city. Lam was elected as Hong Kong's chief executive 2 years ago by a pro-Beijing committee of Hong Kong business and civic leaders. Pope Francis is kicking off a three-nation Africa tour in Mozambique this week. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
Mozambique's seaside capital is buzzing ahead of a historic papal visit. Maputo's soaring white cathedral is eagerly preparing for Pope Francis's visit, the first since Pope John Paul II arrived in 1988, while Mozambique was in the throes of a brutal civil war. Leaders signed a new peace agreement earlier this year, and parish priest Giorgio Ferretti says that this visit, too, is historic.
Now the visit of Pope Francis is coming after the last agreement of peace, so it's a kind of a blessing for all this period of talk.
Although about one quarter of Mozambicans are Roman Catholic, those who are not of the faith say they'll also be paying attention. Anita Powell, VOA News, Maputo.
The pontiff first visited sub-Saharan Africa 4 years ago. UN investigators say human rights violations and violations of international humanitarian law committed by Yemen's warring parties over the past 5 years may amount to war crimes. Get more on that story from Lisa Schlein.
The report documents a long list of gross violations perpetrated with impunity by the government of Yemen, the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia, the Houthi rebels, and affiliated armed groups. International expert Charles Garraway tells VOA all the warring parties are complicit in the crimes.
There are no clean hands in this contest. It is not a matter of trying to work out who has committed more offences than any other. Everybody is responsible.
The panel of experts says the world must stop turning a blind eye to the catastrophic situation and prolonging the suffering of the Yemeni people. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.